Hello, this is Nick Auditore. I'm doing my fifth podcast on transactional leadership. Transactional leadership in athletics is a style of leadership that gets your teams to follow you through a reward system as well as punishments. This form of leadership can be very successful in a way of motivating your team and getting your teams to really play hard for you and play hard in practice. Giving your teams rewards and punishments for activities they do in practice can really bring out the competitive nature you want them to play at. Transactional leadership can create a competitive nature in practice at any time. It can bring up the intensity at any time when you feel like your team is not playing at the pace they should be. In practice, it's really hard to get your team to play at that level that they are, that they do in games, because the competitive nature is not there. And if you create a reward system and a punishment system, it can really bring that out of them. The reward system can be as simple as a running amount. So if a team is playing against another team in a drill and they lose, they're going to run more than the other team. As a coach, you can also take grade reports and give rewards to your kids for achievements in the classroom as well. The only disadvantage to transactional leadership that can be really detrimental to your team and your players as individuals is it can create a really gluttonous atmosphere around your team, as they want rewards all the time. This can be very dangerous because these gluttonous behaviors can turn into greed, and as leaders, you don't want that. You want to be always aware of how you implement your strategies, because people respond to leadership in different ways. So having a leadership philosophy that you can change and mold around your team will make you the most successful leader you can be. And that's it on transactional leadership. Thank you.